Today's shir is Masechta Gedushin Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We have been discussing what is the halacha if somebody, a kohen, was mekadesh a woman with a shir that he received in the carbon. Rav Yehuda Amar Mekadeshes. Rav Yehuda's opinion is that we have a valid kedushin, and Rav Yosi's opinion is that ain't a mekadeshes, that it's not considered a valid kedushin. Amar Rav Yochanan, and comments Rav Yochanan, v'shneim mikra echadarshu. They both actually based their psak on the same pasuk. The pasuk says, zeh yilcham kodesh hakadoshim min ha'ish. Rav Yehuda sava, Rav Yehuda says, the word l'cha is superfluous. The pasuk, so we learn from here, l'chal tzurchecha, that the money becomes, the portion that the kohen received becomes his completely, that he could use for anything that he wants. Rabbi Yosi Sover, and the pasuk says, Mina Eish, to teach us Keish, my Eish Lachila, the Eish of the Mizbeach, the fire of the Mizbeach was meant to consume the Kabanis, Afhu Lachila, the only thing that you're allowed to do with this food that you get is burn it, eat it, but not use it for Kedushin. Amar, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Nimnu v'gamru, the Chacham and the Beis HaMedrash took a vote, says, and they decided that a Mekadosh b'chelkoi, the Kohen who is Mekadosh, a woman with the shear that he got from the carbon, whether it's Kachi Kachim, whether it's Kachi Kalim, like Kiddush. Rav Amar, and Rav disagrees, and he says, Adani Machloikus, this remains a subject of Machloikus. Says the Gemara. The Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Rabbi Yehuda indeed retreated and said that a kohen who uses the shear that he received from a carbon would not be a valid kedushin. The Torah says, "V'kol mincha shetof v'tana, v'kol nasa b'macheshus al machus l'kohen amakr v'yisay loisia, v'kol mincha belula b'shemen v'charev l'chol b'nei aranti ish ka'achav." So the Gemara explains the pasuk. The kohen amakriv oisa loisia, that means to the person who got it. On the other hand, it says l'chol b'nei arantia, it means to all the kahanim. How do we reconcile that issue? The pasuk also says l'chol mincha l'chol b'nei arantia. Do we see from this pasuk? It seems that we give from the mincha to every kohen a shear. But says the Gemara, Omer ba'ik v'aseid Rabbi Yochanan mistaber. The Rabbi Yehuda reversed himself. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches that when we're dividing the kabbonis, we'll say you'll get mincha and I'll get kabbonis. Every mincha should be divided between the kohanim and not be used where we'll have meat versus mincha. So we would think that when we make this division, we don't make a division. If somebody is did an aveira, he can't bring an animal, he brings a bird, but he doesn't bring a mincha. So we see that a mincha is not the replacement for an animal. But we could divide, give some kahanim menachas and some kahanim from the birds. The halach is that if somebody can't afford a bird, they do bring a carbon mincha. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, v'chamasa v'macheshes. The halacha is there are different types of frying of carbon mincha. There's deep fried, and there's regular fried. The Torah says, v'chamasa v'macheshes l'kol kain tiya. Why does the Torah single out macheshes? It should have said, v'chamasa v'chamincha l'kol b'nei aram tiya. Yochol, to teach us, that we can't divide mincha versus birds. Yochol yichalk menachas keneged ofis. Shalola min edamim. Birds are living things with blood that are sprinkled on the mizbeach. Shalola min ekmachim. And mincha is flour that has kmitza. Ava yichalk ofis keneged zvachim. We should be able to divide birds versus animals. Shalola v'alola min edamim. Tamaloimer. The pasuk says also al machlas yochlo yichalko oifus keneged zvachim, because Halala masayim biyad. The halacha is the way you kill the bird is with malika. Halala masayim bekli. But a carbon mincha is put into the kli sharus. But maybe yichalku menachas kenegi menachas. There are different types of menachas as we just learned. And we could divide one against the other. Shalala v'halala masayim biyad. They're both processed similarly. Tamalaymer. V'chol mincha belula b'shemen l'kol b'nei Aaron. That here too it says l'chol b'nei Aaron. Yochel continues the brisa. Lo yichalku machves kenegin machashes. As we said, these two different ways of frying. How a machashes kenegin machves. Shezu maseim rachim. You could have, like we said, deep fried. And when you deep fry something, the result that will be that food will be soft. Zem maseim kashim. When you do regular frying, it's hard. Ava yichalku machves kenegin machves. We could take, you'll get from this minchas machvas, and I'll get from that minchas machas, or macheshes keneg macheshes, shalolu v'alolu, they're all the same, masem koshim, inami, they're both either deep fried, inami masem rokim, or they're both regular fried, tamloimar, v'charev l'kol b'nei aron tiyah, they all, every minchas divided separately. Yochol yichalku, so we think that this halacha is only by kachakachim. Av yichalku, they can make this kind of deal, so to speak, by kachim kalim. And Rashi explains, because kachim kalim should be considered more the property of the kohanim. And since they should be considered more the property of kohanim, you could do with what you own, what you want. Tamalayim ish ke'echa v'samalei im al toida. Shem she'en chalkim b'kachim kachim. Just like the halacha is by kachim kachim, we cannot make these kind of deals. Kach ein cholkim bekachim kalim, so is the halach bekachim kalim. Continues the brisa. Ish ka'achiv, says the word, ish afilu balmum. Even if the kohen is a balmum and he's not allowed to do the avoid on the carbon, he still gets a shear in the kabonis. However, for ein cotton cholik, a cotton doesn't shear in the kabonis. For filu tam, even if that kohen is cotton, is a healthy person who will eventually be able to do the avodah. Points out the Gemara. Stam Sifra. Who is the author of the brises of the Sifra? Rabbi Yehuda. Vukamer. And here he's saying, the less by din chalukah klal, that the Kohanim have no right to make any of these types of divisions. Shmaminop. From here we see that Rabbi Yehuda retracted, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the carbon doesn't belong to the Kohanim. Ask the Rav. Ask the Gemara. Amarov, Ukarab Milotanya, is there no brisa that doesn't support Rav's opinion? For Tanya, the brisa speaking about the lechem upon him. What happened was, after Shimon HaTzadik was nifter, the lechem upon him did not have the same quality as it used to have. The brocha that there was in the lechem upon him was no longer there. And the brisa says, it's nuim moshkenes yedeim, the Tznuim would hold themselves back from taking their share. Vagagorim, people who want to eat much, Cholkim, they would be the ones that would divide it amongst themselves. So we see that they can make this kind of division. So my Cholkim doesn't mean that they made this division by themselves. Chaitfim, they would grab without permission. Kediktani Sefer, and actually that's way to understand that story. Somebody grabbed his share in the lechem upon him, and the other person, and some another kind share. He was called Ban Chamson until they died. Where do we see that a Chamson is somebody who steals? Where do we see that in a Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Elokai, Palteni Miyad Rosha, Mikaf, Me'oval, U'michoimitz. So we see that Choimitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should save us from people who steal. Rav Omer, Mahocha, Limdo, Hate of Dirshu Mishpat, Ashru Choimitz. That they would praise people who stole. Tosfos explains that why, if there's a mitzvah to eat from the lechem upon him, why did these tsnuim hold back? So Tosfos Yishonim explains that since when there wasn't enough to give a kazayis to every kohen, So the only time there's a mitzvah is when there's a kazayis. So as long as the world lived, as long as there was a time, that even when there was less than a kazayis, you were satisfied with that amount. So there was a mitzvah to take less than a kazayis. But after Shimon HaTzadik was nifter, they were no longer satisfied with less than a kazayis. So it's not going to satisfy you. And it's less than a kazayis, there's no longer a mitzvah to take it. Ask the Michas Chinuch that why would there be a mitzvah if you're satisfied, why would there be a mitzvah? We know achila is always with a kazayis, and less than a kazayis is not considered an achila. So from here we see that even less than kazayis is considered an achila. And actually the Meretz Chayis uses this la'loch la'maisa. The Meretz Chayis says, what's the halacha if somebody, Rachman Litzlan, on Pesach is unable to eat a kazayis matzah? But he could eat less than a kazayis matzah. Should he eat less than the kazayis, or is less than a kazayis not meaningful? From here we see that if less than the pull would have satisfied, there would be a mitzvah to eat it. So we see that even by less than a kazayis, there's a mitzvah. But the Beis Halevi and the Migdash David have an entirely different approach to this Gemara. And their approach to this Gemara is that by Kabbonis, the mitzvah is not that a kohen should eat the carbon. The mitzvah is that the carbon should be eaten up. The mitzvah is that the carbon should be consumed. So the fact that I did or didn't eat it doesn't make a difference. As long as it was consumed, that is enough to accomplish the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. But then the Michas Chinuch asks a question. We're learning here that Tznuim Moshchin Es Yedeihem. They gave up the share. And what did they do? They let the other Kahanim have it. But we're learning from here, we've been learning that the share that you get in the carbon doesn't belong to you. So how am I able to give over my share to somebody else? So the Michas Chinuch answers that when does it mean that I give over my share? That what it means to give over my share is when I took it. And I saw Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro says the same. If I got a share of the carbon, so we learned at the beginning of our share that I can't give it away, I can't do transaction. But if I never took it, it's not a problem. From here, we see that the person who takes the share that didn't belong to him, the Gemara calls him a Ben Chamsin. From here, we see that even if we'll say, says the Hamakna, that Kohanim Meshulchan Gavoy Kazachu, once it becomes theirs, if somebody takes it away from them, they're over Leisigzel. So the stipler is not quite certain with that, and he says that maybe he was called a Ben Chamsin, but it's not, and maybe he says that's why he was called a Ben Chamsin and not a Gazlan. A Gazlan is somebody who steals. Why wasn't he just called a Gazlan? Because maybe it isn't actually considered a Gazlan, because it really doesn't fully belong to the Kayin. Why does the Gemara use the word Adjay Maisai, that until he died? So the Meshech Chachma says that in all Averis in the Torah, Misa is Mechaperis, besides for Gzela. Gzela, if somebody stole something and then he died, if that stolen object is still in the possession of the Gazlan, his children have to return it. That's why Gzela doesn't have kapara with Misa. But that's only when you steal something from someone else. However, when you steal something from Hegdish, so there the Misa would be Mechaper. That's why he says the Meshtech Chachma, the halacha is, the Gemara used the word Ad Ben Maisai. From here we also say, says Daruch HaShulchan, in Or Chaim Simen Nun Gimel Sif Katnacha Beis, that the halacha is that somebody is not allowed to daven, somebody's not allowed to be the chazan, or somebody's not allowed to take any position in a shul or anywhere without permission from the Gaboim. Here, the Gemara has such strong words for somebody who took something that he shouldn't have taken. I saw that the Sefer Sifsei Chaim explains this Gemara. How are we to look at this Gemara? We know, he says, that the Lechem Aponim was in the Shulchan, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, all week long. Not only was it there all week long, but there were tremendous nisim that happened with the Lechem Aponim. As we know, the Torah says, Cham bihilochoi, that the Lechem Aponim was warm when it was taken out of the Shulchan a week after it was put in, just like it was when it was put in fresh and warm. So everybody certainly wanted to have a share of that Lechem Aponim. And not all, and certainly when they wanted to have a share in the Lechem Aponim, the reason they wanted to have that share wasn't because they wanted to have that bread, to have bread to eat. It must have been bread that was pure ruchnius. But still, we have people that are tsanuim. What does tsanuim teach us? That as much as there's a point and there's so much to be gained by eating this lechem aponim, as much as there is so much to be gained by eating this lechem aponim, the person's attitude was that I'm not interested in the lechem aponim. I'm interested in being tsanuim. I'm interested in the midas. And if eating lechem aponim means that I'm going to take something in a way that is not befitting the way a Jew is supposed to behave, then I don't want that lechem aponim, even though the lechem aponim came with such incredible quality, ruchnius qualities attached to it. It says the Gemara Maaseh Sheni, we learned in our Mishnah regarding Maaseh Sheni, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid, like kiddush, you can't use it for kedushin divrei meya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shogeg, if you use the b'shogeg, it's like kiddush, mezid kiddush. Says the Gemara, so obviously it is the opinion of Rabbi Meir that Maaseh Sheni is considered mamon gavoya. It's not considered something that belongs to me, and therefore it cannot be used for kedushin. Ask the Gemara anonymously, where did Rabbi Meir learn this from? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Achabrei, the Rav Mishmei, the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'chol Maser Haaretz. The Pasuk speaks about Maaseh Sheni, Mezera Haaretz. Mezera Haaretz means grain. Mepriya Eitz means olives and grapes. Lashem, who? Kodesh Lashem. Lashem, who? It's only for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'loy l'kadesh ba'isha. Ask the Gemara, Hatrei Trumas Maaser, we find very similar wording by Trumas Maaser, that the halacha is that Maaser Rishon is supposed to be given to the Levi. And from the Maaser Rishon that's given to the Levi, 10% of that is given to the Kohen as Trumas Maaser. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says there, Kein Terimu Gam Atem Trumas Hashem Mikom Maaser Yisaychem. And with tonight, we're going to learn the Mishnah, HaMekadosh B'Truma, if somebody's Mekadosh B'Truma, Mekadoshes. So why? Answers the Gemara, like Sibbe Lashem. There, the Torah doesn't use the word La Hashem, so that's why it says Trumas Hashem, but not La Hashem, and that's why it doesn't have the halacha that you can't use it for Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, Vray Chala. What about Chala? The Ksiba, Titnu Lashem, Matanan, and the Mishnah that Afternoon Ches is going to teach us, Harei Mekadosh B'Trumais, and Chala is in the category of Trumais Mekadoshes. Says the Gemara, it says Lashem, it doesn't say Kodesh. Ask them, what about Shviz? What about Shemitah produce? The Ksiba, that the Pasuk says, Yoivili Kodesh Tiyo Lochem, and with Tanan, and we just learned, we discussed this extensively in our previous year, HaMekadosh B'Peri Shviz, Mekadoshes. Says the Gemara, because by Shviz, it doesn't say La Hashem. And that's why it doesn't say La Hashem. It doesn't have that, how it can be used for Kedushin. Ask the Mavrei Truma, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Reishis Terasai, and as we said, the Tanan, the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches teaches us, that a Mekadosh Mikdruma, B'Kodeshes, answers the Gemara, that Pasuk, when it says, Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Reishis Terasai, isn't referring to Truma. Ahu, Yisrael, Ksiv. That Pasuk is speaking about Klal Yisrael, and the pasuk is describing the special role that Klal Yisrael has. But ask the Gemara, but can we not extrapolate that just like Klal Yisrael is called Kodesh, and so Kodesh Lashem, so to Truma, which is Rashis, also Truma? Says the Gemara, Tergum Rav Kamei de Rava. What's the difference between Truma and Maaseh Sheni? Amakra Lashem Hu. By Maaseh Sheni, the Torah uses the word Lashem Hu. By Aviyasa Yehei, it remains in that category, and it cannot be used for kedushin. But that's a halacha that's limited to Maaseh Sheni, not regarding anything else. The Ube Hegdish, we learned in our Mishnah, if somebody was Mekadosh a woman with Hegdish, the Mezit Kiddush, the Shagi Loi Kiddush, Divrei Rameya, the Hudaim of Shagi Kiddush, the Mezit Loi Kiddush. So, our Gemara is going to explain their opinions, and not only we're going to explain their opinion, we're going to also explain why Hegdish and Maaseh Sheni are not treated the same way. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shamet Minei de Rabbi Yochanan. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard two explanations. Shigiges Meiser, Rabbi Huda. Why Rabbi Huda holds by Meiser, if somebody with Mekadosh and Isha with Meiser, B'shogig, is not valid. And Shigiges Hegdish de Rameyer, and why Rameyer holds that by Hegdish, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, it's not well. Shneim Einishim Mekadosh Behem. Chada, by one of them, the reason is, Lefisha Ein Isha Reitza, one is because the woman doesn't want such a Kedushin. For Chada, and one of them, the explanation is, Lefisha Ein Shneim Reitzim, both the man and the woman don't want such a Kedushin. So I now know that Rabbi Yochanan taught us that one place where the Kedushin, according to Ramey, is not a Kedushin because either the woman or both of them don't want. And the place where Rabbi Huda said it's not a Kedushin, it's either because the woman or both don't want. However, I don't know how to apply Rabbi Yochanan's reasonings to where. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, Nechse Anan. Let's try to understand this. Meiser, Eloi Nichle. Regarding Meiser that was given to her, B'shoigig, that she, and therefore, that's where she doesn't want the Kedushin. Because as we know, the halacha is that Maaseh Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And she says, I don't want to now have this fruit that I have to take to Yerushalayim and use it for Kedushin. That's a big. Iu says, the Gemara, as far as he's concerned, he's satisfied with giving her the Maaseh Sheni. The Nitnah say, it's a Mimela. He'll be able to use his Maaseh Sheni and not have any bother with the Maaseh Sheni. As we just learned, Maaseh Sheni usually comes along with a Tircha, that you have to take it up to Yerushalayim. Here, I don't have any Tircha. Ella Hegdish Tavayu L'Nichloi, Din Nat Hegdish Ayidayu. When we speak to Hegdish, both of them don't want to participate in causing Hegdish, which should not be used for marriage, to be used for that purpose. Rabbi Yaakov, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya's explanation and what Rabbi Yochanan said is so nice. Why didn't Rabbi Yaakov agree? Rabbi Yaakov says, Ivcha Mistabra, Milik Lameima, can't we say just the opposite? Maisi Eloi Nichalei, Mishum Tircha de Urcha, she doesn't want to have to schlep it to Yerushalayim, Eloi Nichalei, and he doesn't want to have to take it, Mishum Unser de Urcha. Maybe something's going to happen while it's being taken to Yerushalayim, and she'll be upset that this fruit that I'm supposed to be used for my Kedushin became useless because I can't eat it in Yerushalayim. I never made it to Yerushalayim. Ella Hegdish, when we speak about Hegdish, Bishlami Eloi Nichala, she's not satisfied that Nitchel Hegdish Al Yada, that she should be the cause that the Hegdish should lose its Kedusha. Aliyim Eloi Nichaloi, the Nitzit Mela, but he's happy that the Kedushin should be a valid Kedushin. So many Rishonim ask the question. The Gemara often in Shas says that a woman, Yosame Ish writes to Lisa Isha, her Isha writes to Lanase. A woman is more interested in getting married than a man. Here we see just the opposite, that the man is saying fine, and the woman is saying not fine. So the Rashba explains, yes, a woman is interested in getting married. And that's why throughout Shas he explains, the Gemara says, that the woman is so interested in getting married, that she will look away at her husband's, on a man's defects in the interest of getting married. But says the Rashba, never does a woman want to get married if what's going to happen is that she's going to do an avera for getting married. That is something that a woman is not interested in. The Achroinim also discuss that we've learned earlier that a Kedushin with something, we've learned many times, that a Kedushin that's done with something that's worth less than a Shavah Pruta is not considered a valid Kedushin. And the reason we've learned it's not considered a valid, and the reason is because it has to be a Pruta, it has to be Kesef. But we've also discussed in our Shiurim, early in the Masechta, the concern of Shavah Pruta B'Modai. It may not be worth a Pruta here, but it may be worth a Pruta in Modai. So if that's the case, why is Maaseh Sheni? How do we look at Maaseh Sheni? It doesn't have any value here. It only has value in Yerushalayim. So isn't that a proof that even though it doesn't have value here, but it has value elsewhere, it's considered a Shavah Pruta? So the Beis Shmuel says that it's not really a compelling proof. The reason why it's not a compelling proof, he explains, is because if somebody gives somebody a very beautiful, expensive basket full of Maaseh Sheni produce, yes, that produce cannot be eaten only in Yerushalayim. But one can't say that that produce is not a Shavah Pruta here, even though it's not Yerushalayim. That still has, it still has that value. Barminei Ravim Rav Chizda, ask the Gemara, Isha Einem Skadeshes, in a case where Shigiges Hegdash, where somebody accidentally used Hegdash to be Mekadesh a woman, the Rameyah says the woman is not Einem Kadeshes. Mo, what's going to be the halacha with that money? Mashi Yetzel Chulin, is that money still Hegdash? And is it Issamila or is it not? Amalei Isha Einem Skadeshes, if it's not affecting Kedushin, Mos Hechiyetzel Chulin, why would the money be Chulin? The money is certainly still Hegdish. Barminei, and therefore, there's no question that the money is still Hegdish. So Taisus Rosh tries to understand what was the Havmin in the Gemara. So Taisus Rosh says, what the Gemara means to say, that if somebody used this type of money to Mekadosh and Isha, perhaps what the halacha is, that the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, but it's still considered money which is a matana. It's still considered money which is considered a valid gift that the man was giving to the wife. She does want to become Mekadoshes with this money, but it is a valid gift. And therefore, that should make it chulin. Teaches us the Gemara, no. It's not considered anything, and it's not considered anything, and therefore, it's still considered hegdish. I saw a very nice vart. After Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, "How did you eat from the Eitz Hadas?" And what was Adam Rishon's response? "He nosn li min ha'etz v'oichel." The question is, why is that a good excuse? He was told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the fact that she gave it to you doesn't make it mutter. So the Sefer Tosfos Bracha says that the Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Kol HaNena B'loi Bracha, Mol. That if somebody eats something that he's not supposed to eat, or even eats something that he's allowed to eat, but he didn't make a bracha, it's considered that he did Mila. So what Adam Rishon was saying, he nosn li min ha'etz v'oichel, once she gave it to me, then it's no longer Hegdish. And therefore, once it's not Hegdish, I should be allowed to eat it. But That was a fundamental mistake. Because indeed, by Hegdish, maybe not in this case, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, certainly in many situations of Mi'ilah, when Mi'ilah is done, it takes that food or whatever Hegdish to make it that it's no longer Hegdish. But something which is also to be eaten, something which is not kosher, there's nothing that can make that kosher. Since there's nothing that can make that food kosher, that was Adam Rishon should have understood that the food is not kosher, and the fact that she gave it to you doesn't make it kosher, and therefore saying that she gave it to you wouldn't make a difference. Rav Chisda said that the halacha says the Gemara by Minei Rav Chibar Avim Rav Chisda, but Mechamai, somebody bought an object with money that belongs Hegdish. Will it be a kinyan or not? Amaleis Rav Chisda said, Afa Mechalei Kana, even B'mecher, it's not a valid kinyan. In other words, his opinion is that if you did it B'shoigig, it doesn't lose the status of Hegdish. Since you did this B'shoigig, it doesn't lose the status of Hegdish. So therefore, if you buy something with that money, it's not your money. So ask the Gemara, the Mishnah in Masechta Me'ilah teaches us that if the treasurer of Hegdish gave money to a Shulchani and didn't tell him it's Hegdish, and the Shulchani, the money changer, used it, since he was allowed to use it, the Gizbar is considered the one that's Mal. And as we explained many times, even though normally the halacha is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira, the Me'ilah it's different. So if a Gizbar, indeed by mistake, gave it to the Shulchani, the Gizbar is the one that Mal. If the Gizbar asked somebody to watch that money, so if somebody is a Shomer, he's not allowed to use what he was asked to watch. So then if the Shomer used it, that obviously without permission, he was the one that was Mal. What about if he left it by a Chenvani, by a store creeper? There the Gemara quotes a Machloikis, Ramein Rabbi Yehuda. And that's where the Gemara, that's where we begin. Eisvei, if a Gizbar left Hegdish money by Chenvani, so we have a Machloikus. Kabbalah Bayis, the Rameya. Rameya's opinion is that he's like a regular Shomer, and if he goes and uses the money which he's not supposed to, therefore he was Moel. Yudaimer, Chenvani Kitshulchani, the Chenvani is treated like a Shulchani, and therefore it was the Gizbar who was Moel and not the Chenvani. So it points out the Gemara. Atkan, like mythically, where do we have the machloikis of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda? El the mass of a chenvani kashulchani. Ramei Yehuda says that a chenvani is allowed to use the money that's entrusted with him. And since the chenvani is allowed to use the money which is entrusted with him, that's why it's considered that the chenvani, that the gizbar was mail. Umarsover, and Ramei's opinion is chenvani kabalabais, that the chenvani is not allowed to use the money that's entrusted with him. And that's why he's considered that he did Mi'ilah and not the Gizbar. But the Kula Alma, everybody agrees that in Haitzi, if he went and used the money, Mo, there is Mi'ilah. So we see that it may be the Gizbar who was Mo'il, and maybe with the Chanvani was Mo'il, but somebody was clearly Mo'il. But if a transaction with Hegdish money, when you don't know it's Hegdish money, is not a valid transaction, so why is there Mi'ilah if such a transaction is not valid? Says the Gemara, the way to understand is as follows. Mail Rabbi Yehuda Kama. Lididi im Haitzi, even if the Chenveni used the money, Nami Loimal. Because if it was done by Shogig, there's no Mila when a transaction is done. Eladoch Oidli Mini, the Chenveni Kabalabayas, that the Chenveni should be treated like the Balabayas, and the Chenveni should be considered the Moil, not the Gizbar. Vomalay, to which Rabbi Yehuda responded, Loi. The Chenvani is treated like a Shulchani. And since the Chenvani is treated like the Shulchani, it's the Gizbar who is the Moel and not the Chenvani.